Hello, and welcome to the Adult Gamer Community Podcast. I'm Melified, and I'm joined in hosting duties today by the esteemed Fenrir765, and the man who enjoys a good sip of carrot juice anytime. It's Optimus. And of course, by carrot juice, I mean beer. We also are joined by our community guest host tonight, and it is Fireman Batista. Sir, how are you doing this evening?
Doing pretty great. An honor to be here with you guys. You know, honestly, it's pretty exciting.
We are thrilled to have you. I know we're going to talk about headphones a little later tonight, but we've got some other folks on. How are you doing, Fenrir?
I'm trying to open a beer. Hold on.
There we go. Is it a carrot one?
It's a carrot juice can.
Yeah, carrot juice can. Sorry, kids. I'm doing well. I'm back to work, for a week and a half now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Nothing like 6 weeks off and then having to rip the Band-Aid off, but hey, kids won't teach themselves, so here we go.
That's for sure.
Pop, how are you doing?
I'm good. I worked a lot today, so I'm not as hyper as I was last time we recorded, but I'm trying to get with it here. Yeah, because I don't want firemen to poop on me, so...
Yeah. Don't do it.
Hey, now.
The poopiest episode.
Full of bad kids.
Oh, boy.
BK's running around.
All right, so let's kick off to the news. I'm going to jump in here and go out of order. I'm going to call an audible on the cast here. Bitch. I know. Well, the reason is because I have a ton of fighting game news, and I love fighting games. EVO 2019 was over the weekend. This is the world's premier biggest fighting game tournament. And holy smokes, did we get a ton of game announcements. Samurai Showdown 2 is getting a Season 2. They're going to have new characters every month in 2019. Every month that's left, I guess, in 2019. That's pretty awesome. Soul Calibur 6 is getting a second season with a new battle system, four new creation packs.
Be in there from Samurai Showdown.
I know. Yeah, it's bizarre. Like, usually you don't see those guest characters unless the other fighting game hasn't been around for a while.
But Samurai Showdown's been around since 1992, 93, when the first one came out.
What I mean is, they would bring in the guest star from a game that hasn't had an installment recently. But here, we've got two competitors that are, out and available with brand new games in the last year doing guest appearances. It's just kind of surprising to me.
I think the fighting game world is so small right now, that's what they're doing to keep interest going. It's not like it was in the 90s.
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, so Soul Calibur 6 is getting a new battle system, four creation packs, three new characters, and a fourth character, which is Haomaru from Samurai Showdown. Fantastic. Tekken 7 Season 3, four new characters, a new stage, and new features coming to the game. Street Fighter V is getting three new characters. This kind of got spoiled before the big event.
This only matters if you have a PlayStation.
Yeah. But maybe they'll change their mind. Who knows? But we also are getting a new Guilty Gear game in 2020. A new King of Fighters 15 was teased. We didn't get a whole lot of information, and we heard confirmation that the Riot Games fighting game Rising Thunder is still coming. These are the guys who developed League of Legends. So, holy smokes, a ton of exciting fighting game news. It's nice to see there's more content coming for all of these games. I'm a little surprised, but I'm also glad that they're getting new features and new fun characters. So
I have two questions. Is it going to cost you like $600 to get all these add-ons?
No, that's Dead or Alive 6, which actually did just release their second season pass for $90, I believe it is, or $85.
Get the fuck out of here. Dude.
Yeah, it's like it's 85. It gives you one new character, I think one new stage, and like 100, you know, costumes with all of the ladies in like napkins and rubber bands. Ridiculous. I don't know.
And then so. My second question is the Rising Thunder from Riot Games, is that going to involve a lot of clicking?
To be determined. I don't think we know quite what they're doing there for the control scheme, but if they draw inspiration from League of Legends, they will definitely have a lot of mouse sponsorships, I think we can expect.
All right.
Yeah, so that's it for Evo. Hop, what's going on in
the Outer Worlds? I'm just excited because Outer Worlds looks amazing. There were a bunch of different previews for it this week dropping, but one of the interesting things is they announced their difficulty options. Now, mind you, I am not a fan of super hard difficulties, but this is pretty cool for hardcore. So you've got regular story mode. This is basically if you just want to enjoy the story, be in the world, not worry about dying a lot. That's awesome. There's a normal mode. Standard enemy health and damage is recommended for first play. There's a hard mode where enemies have more health, do more damage. This is for extra challenge. Then they have the mode called Supernova. This is batshit crazy. I'm not doing this, but it's cool that it's there. This is the hardest difficulty. Recommended for advanced players. You can only select it at the start of the game, and if you switch down to a difficulty lower than that, you can't go back up. Once you pick Supernova, if you go back down, you won't be able to go back up to Supernova. So in Supernova, enemies have more health, deal more damage. You must eat, drink, and sleep. So right there, for me, I'm out. But for people that want that kind of immersion, that's cool. Companions can die permanently. That's kind of cool. Crippled body and limb conditions can only be healed with bed rest. Weapons and armor work very poorly at zero durability. You can only fast travel to your ship. You can only sleep inside. Accepting flaws is mandatory. There's a flaw system in the game that sounds fun. Actually sounds a lot like the pen and paper rules for Savage Worlds. And then you can only manually save inside your ship, and auto saves are limited. So if you like hardcore survival RPGs, that sounds awesome. The rest of the game to me looks amazing. It looks to me like Fallout New Vegas, but done on a better engine and more of a sci-fi retro tech feel. There was a couple of previews I watched this week, and man, that made me so excited. My only complaint is, why isn't it out now? Because in 6 weeks, honestly, in 6 weeks, we all know all I'm going to be doing in 6 weeks. It starts with lands and ends with border and has a three in it.
So the other good news, though, Hop, was it's coming to Game Pass.
Right, day one.
Oh my gosh.
It's October, I believe. So, I mean, it's coming to Game Pass. I'll get to it, but it's coming out after Borderlands 3 drops, so there's no guarantees I'll touch it for quite a while.
So one thing I'll point out, the guys who are doing Outer Worlds Obsidian were the ones who actually developed
New
Fallout
Vegas. and the original Fallout 1 and 2,
well,
basically.
Yes. But specifically with New Vegas, one of the things they added to Fallout 3 was a hardcore mode where you had to do, you know, it had some light survival elements, but it also did a system where ammo had weight. And so you can only carry around so much ammo with you, and you had to stop and, you know, do the fiddly stuff of actually making ammo periodically. So they certainly have some pedigree in this area of making the extra, extra hard modes, which I think is interesting. Permadeath, though. Right. Wow. That's... Yikes. All right, so Fenrir, what have you got for us?
We all saw the Halo Infinite trailer from E3 and got us all a little excited, a little twinge down in our pants, and, you know, got a little happy. But it took about 2 months for people to recognize that there was these little red flashing lights at one point in the trailer that you could... screen grab them and then put them together, and it made a QR code, which then linked to a soundbite.
Who the fuck figured that out? Like, oh, you know what? I wonder if I put all these together, it makes a QR. Is that just like randomness or what?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of amazing at the same time that it took 2 months, because, you know, people just spend hours dissecting videos looking for these things now. But Yeah, it took him 2 months. This guy was like, hey, there's these little red lights. I wonder if I zoomed in on them, put them together. Oh, it's a QR code. Well, it links to this sound clip where it has these echoey footsteps coming down a hallway, and then all of a sudden a very familiar voice saying, it's me, and it's Cortana talking. And it's kind of cool because I think it's the first like tidbit we're getting on what the story may include for Halo Infinite. So I'm really excited. I have a theory that somehow Cortana has found a body and is going to be in physical form, and that's really going to screw with Chief's emotions even further. So, but I'm kind of excited because this may be the start of the ad campaign that leads up to Halo Infinite, and the ad campaign that led up to Halo 5 is one of the best campaigns with the podcast series that they did for Hunt the Truth. So
yeah, actually, the Hunt the Truth was better than the whole campaign of Halo 5. I love Halo 5 multiplayer, but the Hunt for the Truth story was way better than what they gave us in Halo 5.
Oh, both seasons of Hunt the Truth was awesome. Yeah. So I hope they bring something similar to that back, and they actually capitalize on that marketing mojo. So Hunt the Truth was pretty dope.
I know we've had a few people from the community also go to Halo Waypoint event in the recent...
Yeah, Anthem went...
Month and a half.
McSwitch.
That was cool.
McSwitch, really
cool.
Yeah.
I'm going on Friday next week, so I'll report back on the next episode about the experience. I'm taking my three kids, who are all pretty big Halo fans, so I'm looking forward to that.
And it seems like they keep improving it from week to week, or from event to event, rather. So hopefully you get the continuing the better version of it. So, and then by the time it gets to LA, it's just going to be off the rails awesome, and we're all going to be kind of pissed. So, but either way, more Halo news is good news, and I'm excited even more for the next round of Halo. So, but what we do know is there's somebody that will maybe play Halo on Mixer, Fireman.
So I wanted to talk about this mainly. I mean, it'll kind of, it's backwards, if you want to call it that. But I was talking to the guys earlier, thinking maybe I'm like 80, 85 years old or something, or I feel like I am. It's going to shock some, but I'm really not into streaming or watching streams. I don't get it. If there's a game that's coming out that I'm interested in watching, I'll go to YouTube,
Fireman, I think it,
and watch like a 10-minute clip.
I think it's a generational thing, because I'm the same way. I don't get it. I don't.
Well, there's people that are... I thought that at first, but there's people my age that enjoy watching streams. There's people that are older than me to like watch. I don't know if there's just something that happened in my life that prevents me to enjoying them, but it's just not me. I don't understand it. I don't. People are like, oh my God, look at this guy. He's badass. He's going to do this. And I'm like, okay. I don't know. I'd rather watch you play be awful while we're playing in the same room than watch some random guy. But anyway, of course, who we're talking about is one. I mean, I say the main guy right now in the stream scene, Ninja. He got that exclusive deal on Mixer, so he's going to be exclusively doing all his streaming through Mixer. And there's all these rumors about how much money he got and for how long. And I've seen online like 50 plus million and for the next 5 years or so, which is insane. And to go with that, I hear it's just Microsoft's way of promoting, is going to be able to promote the xCloud. It's going to go into the next gen. It's going to bring more people to Mixer, obviously. But one of the things, I logged into Xbox earlier today, and right on the main screen it says I've Ninja streaming following him on Mixer. You know, I didn't do, you know, get on there or whatever. But this evening I got back on my Xbox and I see that it was missing. I was like, okay, let me check. Let me see when is Ninja streaming. And he has a set schedule. It's from like 9 to 6 that he streams. And right now, if you create a Mixer account, you get a free month. And I started thinking, a free month? What do you mean a free month? So I looked more into it, and apparently after the month as free as passes, you have to pay to be subscribed to him. And I was like, people pay to be subscribed to people? Like, I mean, I guess that's a common thing, but to me, since I'm not somebody that follows that, I was like, what? I just don't understand. I mean, maybe you guys can shed some light on this, but to me, since I'm not somebody who enjoys stuff like this, number one, the news that this guy, I guess he's already got 1 million followers on Mixer. That was the news yesterday. Obviously, he has many more on Twitch and on YouTube. He's got millions and millions and millions. But I'm not surprised that his news, but the fact that people are just so involved in the streaming and watching other people play games. You guys were talking about Evo and this big event and people going to these arenas. I understand maybe to play the game, but people are watching other people play. They did the Fortnite tournament a couple weeks ago. It was like $250,000 or something dollars, and they were booing the people that were cheaters at the game. And when they were getting killed, people were cheering. And the guy pans the camera around. There's thousands of people there. I'm like, oh my god, what is going on here? I don't know. It caught me by surprise that this was going on, and I looked further into it, and I'm like, oh my god, this is a thing. This is really happening.
The only thing I can compare it to is sports. I mean, they're starting to create corporate teams and people, faces of franchises and building that up. And the big thing is that, you know, a lot of people talk about Ninja's like getting his payout, and then he's gonna, you know, his career may be on the tail end anyways. So he's cashing out as big as he can right now, and then if he 5 years from now continues, he can go back to Twitch or whatever and do whatever. But I think a fair analogy would be how it's going to sports, because you'll probably start seeing that. You know, people are going to get paid to go be the face of Twitch or Mixer or whatever other streaming platforms, YouTube. And there's a lot of tiny ones out there that are trying to make a name for themselves.
It's funny that you would compare it to sports, because if you think about it, now all these people that are great athletes now on the tail end of their career, what do? They go into broadcasting.
Yeah.
They go into management. I wonder how that's going to be. Like, for example, somebody like Ninja gets this giant payday, and in 5-6 years from now, where is he going to be? He's obviously not going to sit there and just play games for the rest of his life. I mean, obviously he's going to play a game, but I wonder if he's going to be like, oh my god, I'm moving into broadcasting now. You know, the Ninja compared to, you know, John Madden, he's commentator, he does games and all that. I wonder how many of these guys that would have never thought they'd get to where they are now, thinking in comparison to sports, how far they'll go, you know, create new, like sponsor their own teams, the Ninja team, and, you know, play against whoever.
Didn't that Leroy Jenkins guy become like a spokesperson / like announcer for like Blizzard events or something? And you know, like, you make a name and you become a big deal, and so you want to become involved as much as you can. So either way, I mean, it's streaming is definitely coming on strong. I mean, it already is on strong, but it's going to be here to stay for a while. And I think the thing that we don't really care about in the terms of the streaming environment is the interactive piece. Like, we just want to see the game. Okay, that's cool. I want to buy it. I'm done. I'm out. Whereas all the kids and all the younger people than me are, that they want to be, oh, he said my name and he called me out and, you know, answered my question. And like, they like that interaction piece and they want to be involved with the environment. And, you know, they can create that misconception of, oh, now I have a friend, you know, Ninja knows who I am and, you know, we're going to be BFFs. And
that, and like, you see people like, oh man, I gotta watch how he plays, look how good he plays, I can learn a couple things. And that's how, you know, that's how when we were kids, you watch Michael Jordan grow up, you watch him do two jumps in his hoop, you know, shoot, and then you were gonna emulate what he did, you know what I mean? But it's crazy how you're going from that when I was growing up to now there's so much involvement in gaming and stuff like that, that you're emulating people that you see or watch play and do these amazing plays that maybe you're not able to do, but if you can get close, all your buddies are like, oh my god, if so-and-so did that, you're gonna try to do it, and you do it, or maybe you fail, like, oh, you know, then you go back to it, to watch them again and learn how they play, and it's crazy.
ESPN totally has coverage on gaming events now, so it's here to stay. So, but what is coming up is some games this month and some updates, and I really think that we should give a chance to talk about what you may like that's coming up in the next month or so. So is there anything you're looking forward to, Fireman?
I mean, obviously, Borderlands 3, oh my god, I'm super excited. Been waiting for that game since the 360, obviously. It came in more and more Borderlands. I really wasn't into the pre-sequel. I think mainly it's just how the game played.
Mm-hmm.
It's an acquired taste. I would say, like, at first I wasn't into it, but the more I played it, the more fun I had. And actually, the more playthroughs I've done of it, it's become.
Yeah, like, to be honest, if they got rid of the low gravity thing, I'd be 100% with it.
See, and that's honest, one of the things I like about really, it. That's what makes it so different from the other ones.
Right, but that's what I mean. Like, I like the other one so much to play exactly like that. So when I played that, I was like, I'm floating all in the air. But in reality, even when you're floating, your character's moving at the same speed. It just feels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's not like you're moving in slow motion, or you're still getting from one place to another at the same speed. You have vehicles. You can fast travel. Even when you're running around, it looks slow, but it's moving at the same speed. But that's just not what I was into, to be honest.
Hop, you got anything you're interested in coming up this month?
For August?
It's kind of a slow month.
Yeah, I think the only game that was kind of on my radar, and I'm kind of waiting for a sale because it's a re-release. It's that Metal Wolf Chaos XD. I think it's out this week. It's a re-release of an original Xbox game that only came out in Japan from Software. It's a single-player game. They're the guys that made Armored Core. And it's sort of a satire of American politics, and you're the 47th president of the United States, but you have a superpowered mech, and you have to fight against these corrupt people. It's batshit crazy, but it looks like a lot of fun. But it's obviously an older game that they've remastered. It doesn't have checkpoints. So I'm going to wait and see on a sale. I think other than that, I'm literally just – I'm waiting for Borderlands 3 – Yeah.
The one thing about Metal Wolf XD that was interesting to me is it was made shortly after 9/11. So you get kind of this perspective from outside the US, you know, all these Japanese developers sort of parodying what America seemed like to them, which is kind of a fun, just little historical side note to it, I guess.
Nice. Mel, what's there's a Stellaris update?
Yeah, so Stellaris is a really great grand strategy game. We've talked about it on the show a little bit before. One of the big updates for it is the Utopia update. It comes free if you have the game, and basically it allows you to build mega structures, things like a Dyson sphere, or the Dyson ring was what the iconic Halo in the Halo games was a Dyson ring. You can also, with this update, keep other species as livestock, as if you were the lizard people in V or the aliens in XCOM. And you can also perform genetic manipulation on your species to change your race's characteristics. So it adds a lot of really interesting sci-fi elements to the game, and just... Stellaris is great at kind of telling interesting stories, or letting you tell an interesting story about your alien race. And so, really looking forward to that. That comes out August 13th. Let's take just a quick minute before we go on to the community question to talk about how we pay for this podcast. We have a Minecraft realm. We have a website. We have this podcast. All those things are paid for in one simple way. People using our Amazon affiliate links. I talked to our esteemed treasurer, and he mentioned to me that we have not seen a big uptick in funds coming back from those affiliate links. So I know that it's a pain in the butt. I know that you have stuff to do. You're a busy person. Please take an extra minute and use the affiliate links. In Discord, it's super easy. You'll see a link pop up to Amazon, and right below it, a bot will post the affiliate link. If you use the affiliate link, Tag gets a little kickback. Doesn't change your price, doesn't change how much you spend, but Tag gets a little help with their server bills. So please take that extra minute to do that. We really would appreciate it. All right, Fenrir, take it away on the community question.
All right, this week's community question comes from Ubo. He is apparently still stuck in pirate form. And he's also the only one that writes to me on a regular basis asking me questions. So if you have any questions, please send me a question.
Fenrir.
Yes.
Hang on a sec. Do we know what Ubo's superpowers as a pirate are? I think that we may have to sub in the community question for an answer to this, because Pirate Ubo has to have some superpowers, right? Some special abilities.
Dear God, I don't want to think about that.
Ah, you know what? He has an artificial leg.
Arr. Oh, nice. Well done.
Wow.
I would say that he also has an artificial eye that lets him see things far away like a telescope.
I'll take it.
Come on, Hop. You got to have a bad pirate pun in there somewhere.
Maybe his steering wheel has been driving his nuts all day.
What's happening right now? I don't even know what's going on.
Oh, man.
That was pretty bad.
I was going to go for a Jolly Roger reference, but...
Yeah, that was pretty. That was pretty hard.
Oh my God!
Fenrir. Okay. I don't even
start it.
I think. Well, you know, I think that was our community question, Fenrir. I think you need to answer.
Oh gosh. His wing may be a little scurvy.
Oh. What?
Wow. Oh, scurvy Dick Ubo. Okay.
You do realize he's never going to write to me again.
So this was the last episode we were doing community question. Thanks everyone for participating. Wow.
Okay. Well, Fireman, what are you playing these days? Shit.
Taking a little break from Borderlands 2, I was doing another playthrough. Really into Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 on the Switch. It's amazing to play with the kiddos. Smash and loot and level up your characters. Always into Halo Knight. Playing Halo every little bit here and there. And that's it pretty much right now. The GTA Online Casino update came out, so I'm slowly getting into that. But... other than that, just Marvel and GTA at the moment.
Are you power leveling your guys in Ultimate Alliance at this point?
No, maybe like chapter 7-ish. And since I'm playing with the kiddos, it kind of gets tough for them. But you can start that game over again. Well, I say start over. You can pick the levels you want to play, and it warns you if you pick this level, blah blah blah, your progress resets. But you can go back and level, you know, pick whatever level you want and continue your story. So what we've been doing is we go back to, like, the first level, and I pick, like, the top two characters that I like that I want to level up. And my daughter and my son pick two random characters that they like, and we start playing it all over again. It's just that much fun that you can't beat Smash. It reminds me of old arcade games like The Simpsons, and reminds me of Gauntlet Legends. It reminds me of a little bit of Turtles in Time. That it's just fun. It's just fun to play, especially if you sit couch co-op. It's awesome.
Nice, nice. Hey, Hop, what have you been playing?
Let's see. I've been playing... I picked up Ace Combat 7 when it was on sale, and that's pretty cool. The missions are kind of long, but I'm still digging it. I need to get back into it a little bit. I had to take a little break. Been playing a little bit more Blackout with Fen and McSwitch. I've been playing a lot of Siege the past couple nights because a few of my friends that were playing Siege have been on. I've been having fun, and I've also been playing Star Wars Battlefront 2. Lots of just... like nothing loot based because you know it's coming, so I'm trying to get
that comfort game again before you go all in. As just being honest, you know.
What about what you been playing, Finn?
Well, Blackout with you, Switch, Time, handful of others, but I'm still digging through Metro Exodus. God, I'm loving that game.
It looks cool. It's on my list of maybe I'll play it sometime this lifetime.
I mean, it's a little buggy, a little janky and rough around the edges in a lot of areas, but I can look past those flaws and see the diamond in the rough that it is. And then Battlefront 2. And we had a couple good nights with some Ghost Recon Wildlands. We got Junkyard out of retirement and was able to enjoy some time with him. And the Blazing Chrome game from, I don't know.
But yeah, yeah, the indie game that is like a Mega Drive long-lost sequel to Contra.
Yes, exactly.
You know, the only thing missing from that game, because I love it too, is it doesn't have fucking online co-op, so you
have
to play it together, because that would be the shit.
Yeah, I mean, it is perfectly Contra, and I love every bit of it. I haven't beaten it yet. I'm getting close, but it's a lot of fun. I thank goodness that you can continue after you run out of lives, because... that would suck. But that's my playlist. Mel.
Alright, let's see. I have really been focused on two games lately. I finished, as in beat all the DLC and all the story missions, AC Odyssey.
Oh, wow! That is nuts, man.
189 hours I clocked on that game, and I went through looking at the achievements, and I missed a couple of story-based achievements somehow, so I need to go back and figure out what quests I missed.
So good, man. So good.
Yes, yes. And the DLC just is really excellent. I think it probably would have benefited from being available sooner because it allows you to kind of mix up the gameplay a little bit.
Is it all out? Has all the DLC been released? I know you get the pass and like it comes like episodes, but I never.
Yeah, There's three episodes set in Greece, and then there are three more set in other areas that are new, completely new.
And they've all been
and
released.
They've all been released at this point. There's talk of more content coming just because the game has been so successful, but no specifics, I don't think, on what that is. Game. Yeah, and since I finished that, I wanted another open-world game to mess around with, so I picked up Just Cause 4. This game's had kind of a rough road. It was pretty panned at release. They've done some work to improve it. They added a Demon DLC recently that... gives you some new things to do, new enemies to fight.
It's on a Game Pass, right?
So,
they added it through the Game Pass.
I believe so, but I don't think the DLC is. Gotcha. So I've really been enjoying it. I really like the series. I remember I played through and did everything you could do in Just Cause 1 and 2 on the 360. So I'm definitely a fan of the series. I didn't like 3 quite as much, but... 4 is fun. I don't think it's maybe as good as the second game, but not bad by any stretch. So that's it for me. So moving on to community updates. Fireman, as the Xbox champion, you help host something on Monday nights. Why don't you tell the good folks at home about it?
Xbox Game Night every Monday. Just come on in, have some fun. If you haven't done so already, please add yourself to the ping list going into the Discord and add yourself so that whenever we make announcements, you're notified. I try not to pick on anybody too often. Ping maybe on the weekend for the upcoming Monday and maybe that morning on the Monday just so that people remember that it's game night. But like I said, it's one of those. The more the merrier. is just now to have fun. I've been trying to go through the Game Pass to include as many people as possible. And lately I've been doing a couple crossplay games. We did Gears of War, which is always popular. I think Rocket League is coming up in a little while. Just try to involve as many people in the community. You might meet somebody that you haven't met before, or play with somebody you don't often play with because they either play on PC, or if you're on PC you don't play with people on Xbox as much, or come in for 10 minutes or an hour or however long, and see you then.
Awesome. So Hop, what goes on
Thursday night is generally my favorite night of the week. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like playing all these other games, but the game that really turned me onto Xbox back in 2001 is Halo, and Thursday night is Halo night, and we celebrate every Thursday by getting together with the tag crew, and we just have fun. We either do custom games or we get online as a big squad and go run around, and we don't really care if we win or lose as long as we're all laughing our butts off about something silly while drinking various types of beverages.
That was awesome. It threw it together, and what happened? Everybody was just
last week was pretty funny. And then we did have fancy Halo night with the wine, and then Fireman tried to do a Moscato thing that didn't quite catch fire. I'm thinking about.
I'm just trying to keep the drinking going.
Well, yeah, generally,
I say if we're all drinking, I'm not an alcoholic.
I'm thinking
once
a month we do fancy Halo, and the rest of the Halo nights I'm just going to drink beer because.
I promise I won't drink an entire bottle of wine in the next.
Oh, dude, that was great.
Was that a promise to us or to your wife, though? Just to be clear.
Oh man, I probably should promise that to my wife.
If we can use drinking as an excuse, I mean, it doesn't have to be. I think with the Shiraz the first time, if I'm saying that right, then we can do a beer night, and we can do a, I don't know, whiskey night, something.
Once a month, something, you know? Different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. But Mellified, what?
Cheese and salami, it was good.
What's this about that thing you do where you learn things?
Well, we try not to hurt anybody's brains too much, but we do have a book club in the Discord. You can find us in the book club channel. The current selection is new for August, and it is One Word Kill by Mark Lawrence. You can find all the details in the book club channel, and we now added a book club discussion channel to help make it a little easier to have discussions without spoiling it for people who haven't finished the book yet. So, super fun group of readers in book club if you want to come check that out. And Fenrir, what's our other fun and exciting tag novelty?
Well, when you're done learning and reading them words, you can come join us in the Minecraft realm, and you can build things with in any way you want to. It's been a,
as long as it's penis related. Do
I
have
mean,
that
if
right?
you so want to have a dong filled server, go ahead. But for the time being, it's been a little quiet in Minecraft Town for tag, and you know, not as many of our villagers have been present to build their erections and trim their bush, but you can enjoy the server and come in and have fun and build whatever you'd like. But the good thing is you can also go and join our newly minted Discord channel, the Manscaping channel.
Oh God.
Hopefully that will not last as long as other channels and be gone.
I'm out of town for one weekend and I come to this.
So yeah, that's kind of what's going on with tag this week.
All right, well, on that exciting note, I think we're ready for our deep dive, guys.
Yeah, we brought Fireman on for this specific episode because he's kind of our resident audio headphone guru that spends way too much money on headsets that he wears for about 30 days, takes them back, and gets a new set to wear for 30 days.
Technically, I'm not spending a lot of money if I'm getting my money back. You know what I mean? Like, it's just.
But how many sets of headsets do you actually own?
Two right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's less than I thought.
I take them back.
Fair.
I'll move on to the next one. My Astros died recently, or like the Rightier Cup, it was sounding messed up, so I took those back and I got refunded for them. So I'm waiting for the new ones to come out. Actually, right now, I'm talking to you guys on the Steel Series Arctis 9X. I've been using them through the cast, so if you like it's the way it sound, it's I say a little bit deceiving because it may not sound on Xbox like this, because on Xbox you're using the Xbox proprietary channels on the party chat, where right now I'm using it through the Bluetooth on the computer. So if you like the way they sound, the Bluetooth sounds pretty clear. You guys did tell me that it was a little low earlier. But other than that, I'm liking these a lot. They're very comfortable. I wish they sound a little bit louder, but I feel like the softer sounds sound clearer. Is the ski goggle headband super comfortable? They got Bluetooth direct connectivity to the Xbox without any cables whatsoever. They pair just like an Xbox headset, like a controller, I mean. And when you turn them on, it actually turns your console on. But when you turn a console off, you got to make sure to turn them off, or they'll die on you. Battery life is like, it's like 16 hours or something like that. I took them to Jersey and back, used them for like 3 days, and never charged them once. So it's pretty nice. MIC monitoring, it's great.
All right, well, the Steel Series, Arctis.
The new Astros, I know, are coming out in 8 days.
Astros H50s, fourth generation.
Yes, I'm very excited to try those and see how they work.
So I guess my question is, what are the things that you look for to in your headsets? Like, do you look for all-around ability for movies, music, games? Are you looking just for games? Are you looking for heavy bass?
Mainly, I've been using my headset exclusively for gaming on the Xbox. I don't game on PC. I had a PlayStation, and I only used it for like party chat there and games. I'm not a sit on my laptop or my tablet and watch a movie with headphones on, or at least a gaming headset. I might use my earbuds if I'm watching a movie at work or something like that. But exclusively for gaming, look for sound clarity. One of the biggest issues that I personally have is having a headphones on for maybe 25 minutes or so, my head gets so hot. Like, I'm just, my ears are burning up. And I've had bad experiences with some, or even just regular music headphones. I haven't had the issues with these, the Arctis. Never had an issue with the A50s. I had the LS35Xs that I recommended to Mr. Hoppy over there.
Mm-hmm.
To me, they were a little stiff. I did talk to him briefly about it, and I let him know, you know, hey, Best Buy don't do you right. You can take it back. So, I mean, at least having that safety net of being able to return it if you have an issue is different, because these headsets are like the Astros, just $300. I want to be able to, usually buy everything from Best Buy. I got my TV there, my soundbar there, so I have the extended return, 45 days. If I'm not 100% sure that these A50s are amazing, they're going back to store. But not everybody has the flexibility of being able to do that. Sometimes people prefer using Amazon or whatever it is store you pick. You don't have the flexibility of, hey, I changed my mind, I don't want these, I'm going to send them back. Now you have to pay for shipping, et cetera, et cetera. So at least mine has been a little bit easier to kind of throw stuff back and forth.
I
definitely want fully wireless. Has to be wireless. Has to have MIC monitoring. That is the biggest thing. I'm going to say a few years back, let's say 5-6 years, everybody was like, oh, it has to be surround. It has to have Dolby. Oh, my God. I want to hear those footsteps clear as day. But with the recent release with Windows Sonic for headphones, the Atmos being added to consoles, any headphone that you plug into your controller has spatial surround sound. It's amazing. It sounds great. comparing one to the other, you might have some things that you like than the other. But just buying a headset now, just as because on the front of the box says Dolby Atmos, you know, don't let that be the only reason you're buying. Oh, this one has Dolby Atmos. That one doesn't have. They all have. It's software. It's not like a magic speaker that has Dolby Atmos only. So.
Yeah, and it's interesting because the technology that most of the headsets were building in was based on Dolby Digital, which is much more compressed than Dolby Atmos. So you're actually getting a better quality audio from, or at least less compressed audio from using the software surround than you were with the hardware-based stuff earlier.
Well, even so, as far as that goes, the headphones are two speakers. The only headphones I know of that actually had a full 5.1, and it was really weird. It was what was that company? They're out of Triton.
Triton, yeah.
They had an actual multiple driver. It had a 5.1 drivers in this headset. It sounded weird as freak. It was heavy. It wasn't wireless. It drained the battery really fast, and didn't sound that good. But any kind of surround is software, and it's just how good the software is. And
Turtle Beaches, you can buy the little amplifier.
Was software to the DSS-2. I had that. I actually sold mine to Sith. He has it now. But that was back from the 360 days. But the Atmos software is so well done. It blows me away. Fireman and I talked a couple weeks ago because I love my HyperX Cloud Alphas, but I wanted to try a wireless solution, and he had talked about the Lucid Sounds, and they were on sale, so I grabbed them, and I ended up really liking them. I still like the way the HyperX Cloud Alpha fits my head better, but the Lucid Sounds fit good, and they're wireless, so and they have mic monitoring, and they sound really good. Yes. The one thing about the Lucid Sounds over the Alpha Clouds are awesome, except they have like a heavy bass, a heavy mid. They don't really have a high end at all. The Lucid kind of has the high end too, so it's a nice, it's a better
See, the Lucid Sounds, he's talking about the Lucid Sound is LS35X.
Right.
The X is for Xbox, I guess, because that the headset that I have right now, they added the X at the end. I don't know if that's going to be a thing going on now.
Well, it's because of Microsoft's proprietary wireless connection.
2.4 gigahertz wireless connection.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, the drivers on the LS35X are 50 millimeter drivers. The ones that I have right now is 45 millimeter drivers. So I can tell that I know 100% what you're saying about the Lucid Sounds, that they're just, I don't want to just say the word louder, because you can turn any speaker all the way up and blow your ear away, but
it's got a clean, it's got a brighter high-end ceiling, so you can hear.
Yeah, such a crisp, very, no matter if you turn it up, it's not blowing your ear away, it just sounds louder and clearer.
Yeah, quality of sound versus volume and quantity of volume, so.
But to me, they were a little stiff. So I just couldn't wear them very long. And even though they have this cooling gel, I just created a seal on my head. And I was I was so mad because I was talking about that headset for like a year. And I was like, oh, I can't wait. But hey, you know, it's just how it goes, man.
Well, one point I wanted to clarify for folks that aren't super up on the nuances of the surround technology. So most audio from the 70s on was Dolby Digital, and that's a 5.1, meaning 5-channel, 1 bass channel. There is a technology known as Dolby Live, or Dolby Headphone, excuse me, that allowed you to take that 5.1 surround and map it to headphones and preserve the sense of spatial awareness. So it would still feel like the speaker behind you was firing as somebody walked up behind you, which was, as Fireman alluded to, was awesome for first-person shooters, for example. So you crank the volume up and hear people walking around, and you get a sense that, oh yeah, that guy's off to my left. What most implementations of that are in the hardware of the headset or the hardware of the base station. But it's just a chip that they're integrating into the sound stream. Xbox and PC are, I guess, unique at this point because PlayStation doesn't have this technology where it can run a filter on the audio and actually give you different capabilities. And one of those is Dolby Atmos. Dolby Atmos adds vertical dimension to the surround sound. So you actually get sounds that sound like they're coming from above or below your ears.
Have you looked into how they're doing the whole music thing now with Atmos? They're integrating it into, there's going to be like part of concerts. Let's say you and I went to X concert and we're listening to music. You have, depending on where we're sitting, let's say we're sitting in the center stage, we're going to be hearing the music different than when we're on the left of the stage or the right of the stage. They're incorporating Dolby Atmos now into these concerts where you go and like the music is all around you, where everybody hears the same thing at the same time, but you're surrounded by the music above, below you. It sounds amazing. I'd like to see how it's implemented, but it's just crazy how it's being advanced. You can go to the Dolby channel on YouTube and read a little bit about it, and they have some samples on how it works. If you have an Atmos soundbar, definitely try it out. But doing that in like a concert, that's crazy.
If you want to try this out for yourself, another great way to do it is the free Dolby app on the store. It has some samples that you can use with headphones or with a Dolby soundbar and Dolby Atmos soundbar, and that'll give you a sense for what the headphone technology can do when you hear it. You can purchase that through that app for, I think it's $20 normally, and it's been on sale for about half price a few 15, times.
But you can get a month free if you haven't. If this is the first time you're hearing it, I recommend getting that, at least for headphones. You'll get like a 30-day free trial, maybe a 15-day trial. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Speaking of soundbars, like, I want to kind of push this conversation maybe beyond games a little bit, because I know Hop and I have talked a lot about like home theater setups, and for the longest time, I always had these kick-ass Sylvania speakers from 1985 that sound pristine in 2019, but I had to store them away because they were, you know, 2 feet by 3 feet tall by 1.5 feet deep, so I needed space in the house because, you know, I got a kid now. But what, like, how do you have your audio, your home audio set up at beyond maybe the headset gaming? Like, do you still play games or do you watch movies and this kick-ass sound system in your house?
I have a 5.1 Yamaha amp calibrated with matching 5.1 speakers. And my room's small, so I don't need bigger than that. It sounds really good. So if I'm gonna watch like Star Wars on Blu-ray or something like that, I'll throw it on there. During at night, I'm regulated to headphones. So, but I don't use like my Xbox headphones. I have some really nice JVC headphones that I plug into my amp that I use to watch movies at night. But yeah, I still have a sound system. Occasionally, if I'm daytime gaming, I'll use the sound system if I'm playing a single player game that has a really cool sound mix. Because don't get me wrong, headphones sound cool, but nothing beats real 5.1 like uncompressed like that.
That's amazing. What I've missed about playing Metro Exodus with the old sound system. Just how deep and clear the sound comes through.
We were talking about the Doom. They re-released Doom recently, and I remember playing Doom 3 on the OG Xbox, and that was only 5.1 Dolby Digital, which was only 1.5 megabit per second was the max. Or was that no DTS? Dolby Digital was less than a megabit per second. But anyway, it sounded great. And I played that on 5.1, and that game scared the shit out of me. It was good. That was so good.
I did a Fatal Frame on some
5.1. I remember that. Yeah.
Oh god, I still like want to piss my pants thinking about that game.
I have a Dolby Atmos soundbar that I bought earlier this year, so it's a 5.1 1.2, and it has, you know, actual rears, and then the soundbar does the front speakers as well as the up-firing. I use it, you know, when we sit around and watch TV or when we watch movies as a family, but all my gaming typically is done on the headphones. Yeah,
strictly game on my headphones. I bought a tiny little soundbar to use in my little gaming area when I'm playing alone, but really, for gaming purposes, really, I like listening to my headphones. If I'm going to use my soundbar, I have an Atmos soundbar that's that simulated surround Atmos, because I don't have the rears. It's a Samsung. But even then, it has the up-firing speakers and the side-firing speakers, and it sounds amazing. I'm very surprised about how good the Atmos sounds even there. I went and tested it out, checked it out in store, and I was like, all right. My wife was not having me putting surround speakers behind us anywhere. She's like, no way. not going to happen. We're not going to. And I was like, well, what if I just kind of put them away, and whenever I'm going to use it, I'm going to just like take them out and sit them. No, like, that's crazy. So I was like, all right, I'll compromise. I'll give me this badass Atmos soundbar. She was like, wait a minute. And it was too late. It was already in my house and installed, and it sounds great for movies. Not very many games have Atmos yet that you can play alone. I know there's a few that do Atmos, but they are multiplayer.
Like Direct. Yeah, Gears 4 has it. There's a few others.
Yeah, so like when we play game night and we use Gears, I'm not going to play my surround sound, you know? But you can do the simulated surround. You can switch it over where you don't have an Atmos sound coming to it. You can switch it over to virtual surround, and it just simulates the surround when you're watching non-Atmos content, which is nice. But I love it. I love it. It's nice and simple, not too crazy. Sits in front of the TV. The sub sits on the side of the house where you can't really see it, and I couldn't be happier.
All right. Well, please don't hesitate to let us know what you're using for your gaming in terms of headsets. I know we have a lot of people that utilize the Plantronics Rig 800s, as well as some of us have the Razer Threshers, which is what I use and I thoroughly enjoy. Tell us about your home audio setup. How do you got it doing? What do you use it for? Is there a movie that you use to test out your home audio setup when you get it going? New
Fifth,
place.
Fifth Element. Sith and I talked about this.
Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
First battle.
My favorite is 310 to Yuma.
Oh, my
wait,
God.
The remake?
In the town. Yeah, the remake.
I know exactly what you're
And they go
about.
Out yep. into the town, and they start getting shot at from, like, rooftops and down the street and around everywhere, and there's just bullets firing everywhere. It's amazing for surround mix.
Strictly so. For Dolby Atmos, if you have just bought a new headset and you just want to try it out, they're, like, you can go online, and they have, like, the top 10 music or movies that you can do for try your Dolby Atmos system, or, you know, just, like, they have a top 10 songs that you can try your new headset, stuff like that, so, and you get a good recommendation of stuff that you may not have watched or re-released, because a lot of the movies are coming out. They're re-releasing The Matrix here coming out soon. There's coming back in the theaters, the original Matrix with Dolby Atmos. So it's crazy, you know, just bringing classics.
As a related note on the gaming front, Shadow of the Tomb Raider has native Dolby Atmos, and there is a sequence where you are running around in kind of an open world jungle area, and you absolutely hear the birds above you in the trees and the crickets below you in the grass as you run around. It's just like the best kind of demo of the
game
technology
you mentioned
that I've heard.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey has Dolby Atmos. There's times that I'm playing it just sounds like something fell over, and I'm like, what the hell happened? I'm looking at my house, and it's just a stream of water that you can't see on screen because it's so massive, but you just barely look, and you change the camera view, and then you hear it kind of come all over. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy. But that game is just so good.
All right, come let us know what you do as an audiophile with gaming and movies and in your house.
Is it audiophile or like audiophile? It sounds more fancy.
I feel like that's kind of more of a disease you might have.
Oh, jeez.
Whoa.
if you were a pirate, maybe.
Shots fired.
Oh, here we go. God.
All right. Mel, take us home.
All right. Thank you guys so much for another fine podcast. Fireman, where can people find you on our wonderful Discord?
You can find me on Xbox. My gamer tag is Fireman Space Batista. Same as the Discord. I had a little squiggly wiggly little fireball to the front end of my username just for looks. I actually am a fireman in real life. That's where my gamer tag came from. Anytime, any questions, I'll be available.
Fantastic. Hop, how about you, sir?
TheAdultGamer.com Discord. You can find me under Hoptimus on Xbox Live. You can find me under Hoptimus Maximus with the I in Maximus replaced by a number one. What about you, esteemed Fenrir765?
I am the esteemed Fenrir765. You can find me as Fenrir765 on the Discord and Xbox Live. Feel free to hit me up. Please send me some questions for the community question segment if it doesn't get completely scrapped by the tag council after this week's episode. talk about what you do with your audio equipment. And if you're interested in joining the show, also shoot me a message and I will get you booked for an episode in the next few lineup that we have in the next month. We try to record on Tuesdays, but we're flexible and we would love to have you on the show. Even if you've only been a member of the community for just a few months, feel free to jump in and we'll love to get you introduced and everybody get to know you a little bit more.
Yeah, we absolutely make it super easy for guests to get on. We chose podcasting software that's really easy to use. You don't have to have any kind of fancy setup. Pretty much just Chrome on Windows or Mac and a headset will work great. Fenrir, is there any truth to what I heard earlier that you are now offering a special VIP service shower show to our guests?
Is this a Minecraft thing or what's happening here?
That's in our After Dark episode, and it is a $99 fee per month to join
in.
Per month?
Jesus. Are you going to stream this? Is it going to be 4D Atmos? Jesus
Christ. I will bring sound to you whichever direction you want it.
Okay, before we get banned by the FCC and the Tag Council, thank you. I am Melified. You can find me on the Discord as Melified. You can find all my gamer tags on Melified.com. Thank you, everyone, so much, and have a wonderful night.
Bye.